Now, we both know smoking tobacco is bad for your health. And
Right.
as of right now, the American Heart Association, the Lung Association, and the Cancer Society all oppose the bill. And it seems on the outside seems contradictory.
Yep.
Can you explain why they are opposed to it?
Yeah. Actually, Blaze, the bills as they started were, I won't call them model language, but they were good bills. And unfortunately, as they've been amended in, amended out, things have changed, and we just have issues with the way the bills are reading right now.
And so, would you rather, have this version today pass, or not have anything at all?
Well, the issues are actually so dynamic that, and we've got 3 days left in session, that things are going to change dramatically probably between now and this evening, for example. I'm a little hesitant to say that we wouldn't support it now versus we would support it later, just based on the way things are read right now. For example, Senate Bill 1618, the way it's written right now, it's got a military exemption for service members under the age of 21 to continue buying tobacco products, which we do not support. The military doesn't support it. They don't permit tobacco use in boot camp or on Department of Defense reservations except in designated smoking areas. It's got preemption of age back to the state, which we like local control because we think the local city and county commissioners know best what's best for their local folks. So that's kind of it, that piece of it.
Got you. And the part about preemption.
Well, what it does is it will preempt to the state the ability to set the age restriction on tobacco purchase and use. And so basically what it will do is it will preempt to the state their ability to set that age. Granted, the legislation says 21, but, if a local jurisdiction wanted to set it at 19 or 22, we advocate the local folks having that ability because they know their communities best.
And so it wouldn't allow them to raise the age limit or change it at all.
Correct.
Another criticism is that the bill punishes people who are 18 and up to 20 for smoking. Is that a bad thing? Is that how you all see it?
Our position typically is that we like to see the non-criminal civil punishments on the purchaser and the fines and levies on the retailer.
And the current bill, it doesn't change any way a retailer would be punished.
Right.
It will punish minors.
Again, and that's one of the reasons why we have some heartburn with the bill.
And then also, you want retailers who sell nicotine-infused products to get a tobacco license?
Correct. That's actually would set the state of Florida in conjunction with the Federal Food and Drug Administration so that essentially it would be regulated the same way at the federal level as at the state level.
I guess the big part is, it's not tobacco, it's just the nicotine. Their argument would be, we're not tobacco products.
And I understand their argument, but really what the biggest problem is the nicotine and the propensity for addiction, particularly for, those people under 21. Their brains are still developing, and science tells you that they're developing until probably they're 24 or 25.
But ultimately, if the bill passes, people that are currently in high school now would not have as much access. So you all are for raising the minimum age.
Correct.
But just the way that this bill has it, you believe it's more harmful than good.
No, not so much that. It's the, by raising the age from 18 to 21, what you do is you essentially break that cycle for most folks when they first try tobacco products or even now electronic cigarettes. They're in the age of 11 to 14, and they're typically getting those products from somebody who is their older brother or sister, or the kid they ride to school with who is already over age 18. Science tells us and research tells us that they don't feel uncomfortable going to that 18-year-old or 19-year-old to get the tobacco products, but they look at a 21-year-old as, holy cow, that's an adult. I can't really approach them.
All right, well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're welcome. Thanks.